Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. As you heard from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, I am merely Mike Salmon without an award, alongside the great Stephen Julian, who has an award. Congratulations, sir.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I didn't want to put it out on the table at first.
Oh, you wanted for the video camera to kind of capture you getting your award.
Yes, fabulous. Which came from you. I'm very touched and honored that you gave me an award.
Well, now the award doesn't sound as exotic and as
if
wonderful.
If it's from you, that just raises the level that the award is.
That's for a job well done for the past, 2.5 years you've been co-hosting the show?
In appreciation to Stephen Julian, get out of the studio. Wait. Oh, man, I should have read this last night.
You should have. We got some award-winning folks here in the studio as well. Three great business leaders that we're proud to introduce you to. From Bedhead Media, Phil Stevens is in the house. Joanne Holmes, she's an attorney with Holmes at Law. And from North Point Executive Suites, Rick Honorato is here with us as well. We're going to start with Phil and get you to know all about Bedhead Media. Phil, we're glad you were able to roll out of bed and join us this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us about Bedhead Media. You are the CEO, director, producer, kitchen
Chief
cleaner,
Poobah.
The
I
cook.
Think that's on his
you do it
business
all.
Card as well.
What's Bedhead Media all about?
I'm sorry, that award is really distracting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll move it.
Okay. It's very shiny.
Okay, go ahead.
Bedhead Media, we are an award-winning, it's fun when you can say that, award-winning.
Congratulations.
We really won award, but you can say it.
It works.
Yeah, it's legit. We make commercials, marketing promos, sizzle reels, documentaries for clients like Home Depot, CDC, AutoZone, and several major churches in Atlanta.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. My mom's proud. Thank you.
She gave you the award.
Yes, she did.
Talk about the company, how long you've been around, and how it got started.
Sure. We've been around for about 6 years. I've been doing this. I came out of the corporate arena for about 15 years as a process engineer. So I told big businesses how to better service their customers, but I got really bored. I was like dying to myself in meetings like 5-6 hours out of the day. And I was in 12 Stone, a big church here in Atlanta, and I was in the creative. I was in the acting team, and we were making this silly iCarly type video for the kids, and I got the bug. And I grew up as a creative. And I couldn't shake it once I got it. So I left the big corporate world, my six-figure salary, for the video world. I love it.
That's cool, Phil. I do have to ask you, Bedhead Media, how'd you come up with the name? I love it.
Well, I've got to get credit to my wife. I don't want to because she won't let me live it down. She came up with it. I wanted something really cool that rolls off the tongue, like Bad Robot, J.J. Abrams production company. And she came up with that. And I don't have hair, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't from you getting up one morning and rolling out of bed.
No, if I had hair, it would be just like Mike's.
Like mine? Mine's like yours.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
There are other companies that do the creative and the production and the videos and all that. In fact, there's almost one on every single corner, though. Yeah. So obviously, it was, I'm sure, a very tough decision to go into business for yourself. But what makes you different from the other competitors out there?
Well, that's a good question. We actually thrive on building relationships. A lot of companies out there, they see dollar signs whenever they get a new gig or they get to bid on a gig. And we don't see that. We really, really want to win for the client. That's really important to us. Because if we win for the client, then they tell their friends and they tell their constituents and we get more work and I get to feed more people.
Go a little bit deeper on that. What does a win look like? What is a relational media relationship? You know, give a story or give an example of maybe someone else would see a dollar sign, but how you developed a relationship and really got to that ultimate win for the client.
Sure. There, we have a client, John Maxwell. He does big leadership stuff. We bid for the gig with some other companies, and they had some good work, and it wasn't bad. But we really strive on our lighting and making things look like TV commercial worthy. So they were really excited to use us. And when we showed them this energetic marketing video, they actually cried. It was like 20 people around the table, and they asked me to show it to them on my laptop. And I saw tears drop, and I was starting to cry. And I'm manly, you know, I was going to cry. Well, good. Thank you. Thank you very much. But it was emotional.
That's a cool story.
Yeah.
So Bedhead Media, you're the CEO, the producer, the director. What's the breadth of what you can provide? All the equipment you can help find the actors. You can do soup to nuts, everything.
Yeah, absolutely. From storyboarding to concept design, all the way to post-production, coloring, sound editing. My producer, her name is Vivi. She was on the first season of The Walking Dead. So she knows everyone here in Atlanta from an acting perspective. So we've got hundreds and hundreds of actors that will fill in, voice talent. We've got some of the best film talent.
That's a strategic value add when if somebody just needs one of your services, or if somebody is starting from scratch and saying, Phil, I don't even know what I need. And you can kind of, again, help them in any capacity. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, Phil, some of the clients. Repeat some of the clients. Obviously, sure. Some big names there.
Sure. Home Depot, great folks. Love those folks. They give me a lot of work for a great price point. CDC, AutoZone, John Maxwell, mega churches like 12 Stone, Victory World Church, and Crosspoint.
Okay, so you're a six-year-old company, and you have clients like that already. How did those doors open?
I worked for a friend of mine who's an entrepreneur. He was he had a company called Forstrand. It was an engineering company that just gave data to Home Depot and told them what stuff to get off their shelves. And they found out that I did video. And they said, can Phil do this little marketing thing for corporate? And then they loved it. Big win there. And then they said, can Phil do this plier commercial for us? And I just turned off the lights and made it look really edgy. And they were like, Phil gets us. Oh, I love him so much. Let's bring him to the office. They put 10 more projects on our plate. And
Make this hammer seem exciting.
That's exactly. And it's really tough to make a tool look sexy. But we do it really well.
That's great. Share, you know, you mentioned one story already, the John Maxwell story. How about a story maybe of something and from beginning to end that you kind of came up with the concept and what the conversation was at the beginning, what the idea was, and what the final product looked like.
Sure. Let me share with you our latest Home Depot win. They had a new product out there. It was called the Husky 100 Ratchets. And this little wrench, it's a combo wrench, and you put it on the nut and you don't have to take it off. You know, a lot of times you'd have to ratchet and put it on again and ratchet and it slips off. This thing stays on. They were like, how can we make professionals really want this product? So we sat down and we researched all the other companies that had stuff out there like that, but didn't have that little niche. And we came to the table with some great ideas. And it was so great that it ended up on Fox Sports, the Bleacher Report. They gave us a bunch of print ad stuff that we really knocked out of the park. So they were really excited.
What was it that made this thing all, you know, it's a tool.
It was Bedhead Media. That's what made it.
Well, yes.
Right.
So what did the tool do? What was the thing that made people go, oh, that is so awesome?
The fact that you didn't have to readjust the tool and put it back on the nut. It just saved time. We put it in a light that any user could be attracted to it. So my mom wanted the tools. Now, if my mom wants a set of tools, you know we're doing something right. So it's all about the message and your target audience. If your client gives you something, the first thing you ask them is, I know you're investing in this. This is real money. But who's your client? Who's your target audience? What do you want them to do at the end of these videos? What's the call to action? So we really have to tailor our messaging and the imaging towards that.
Phil, Mike asked you to kind of name some of the companies you have worked with. I'm going to ask you to talk about your target audience. Who are some of the clients that you guys are targeting? And also kind of in that question, I think some of the people hear the names you work with and go, wow, he's working with some great companies. Small business owners, mid-sized business owners that might think, oh, I can't afford a full-blown media company like that. What are some ways that you can help some of the smaller business owners here in Gwinnett County?
That's a good question. I want to hug you in your brown sweater.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah,
man, sure. appreciate that.
You've never had a guest tell you that.
Specifically when I'm wearing my brown sweater. That's even better.
You get extra brownie points for that.
Oh, I'm not going to lie to you. We started out doing $1,500 projects with the church, and now our price points are, we really win when it's $7,500 and up. So our target customer is advertising agencies that already have those relationships with the Home Depots and the Targets and the AutoZones, because it costs what it costs. Now, we'll do little projects for the churches because they're friends of ours, and you know, they give us a lot of work. We're on retainer with a couple churches, but with small businesses, we can do the work, but we don't want to offend them with the pricing.
Then let me also take that question then the next step. You mentioned the very first answer you said was beyond kind of commercials. You were talking about documentaries. What are some of those next step projects that you're hoping to get involved in, or is there any documentaries you want to focus on?
Yeah, we'd love documentaries, because when a story moves someone to action emotionally, then you've done your job. We also create original content, where we've created some TV series ideas and sizzle reels that have gotten as far as the reading room of AMC and WGN America. So we're excited about those. There's a documentary we're planning to get in Denver, which is an ex-college football coach for CSU. And that's a big project. I mean, we get to go out in Colorado and get some really cool drone footage of the mountains. So that's exciting to us, where we can build some imagery that goes along with the story well.
You've come a long way. We're talking with Phil Stevens, Bedhead Media. In 6 years, as I say, you've come a long way. 6 years from now, obviously you want to do more documentaries, but where do you see yourself 6 years from now?
Original content for companies like, networks like the History Channel, Hulu, Netflix, where we're simply writing narratives and telling stories. Because when you can tell a story that changes someone's life or the trajectory of someone's life, then you've done your job.
Great. Well, you've got a story to tell, and there's no doubt you'll get there. So we wish you the best, Phil. For those listening that might want to reach out and check into your services, where can they find out more?
Bedheadmedia.com. You'll get go to the contact page and reach out to us, and your email will go to ahuman@bedheadmedia.com.
All right. And Stephen, you got to go to the Bedhead Media website. And they've got photos of the staff looking normal. And then you scroll your mouse over them, and all of a sudden they turn into like they just rolled out of bed in their pajamas. The hair's all messed up. It's pretty creative. So it's good, because you go to some websites of creative companies like yours, and you look at the website and you go,
not very creative.
Not very creative.
Yeah, why would I hire you?
Exactly.
All right. Well, then that does lead me to one last little hard-hitting question, Mike, that I have to ask Phil. For those of you guys that are watching on YouTube and searching Gwinnett Business Radio, Phil, what happens when they roll over your picture?
I look like Rick James.
Nice!
And that scared my mom. She's like, baby, what is going on with you? Why did you take this picture? Is that a wig? You know it's a wig. I don't have hair, mom. So, but I look like Rick James. I'm really excited about that.
You should be.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Wait, and that's creative. Well done.
Thank you.
Not Rick James, but it's close.
No, not either. Well done, DJ Mike.
Let's move it along here on the program.
Before we move on to our next guest, Mike, we want to say a big shout out and thank you to Subaru of Gwinnett, and tell everybody that love is what makes a Subaru. All of our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. They can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. They can come in and see the difference. Maybe they're already a Subaruist, then they can follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
What kind of page was that?
Facebook page.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen.
You want to play another song there, Mike?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving along, our next guest here on the program, Joanne. I got to give you a hard time. I just gave you an award.
Joe, who? What?
I just gave you an award, Stephen.
Yes.
And I don't want the head to get too big and get in the
clouds. My head is already large, but that's a problem that dates back a long time, and it's not from egotism, as everyone knows.
Just keeping you grounded.
Yeah.
So our next guest on the program, Joanne Holmes with Holmes at Law. She's an attorney. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us all about your firm. What types of law do you practice? Mm-hmm. And kind of give us an overview of your practice.
Sure. So my practice is based here in Gwinnett County. I went to Emory for law school. I've spent most of my adult life here in Gwinnett, and I've practiced law for nearly 17 years. Last year, I stepped out on my own, and the focus of my practice is supporting small and mid-sized businesses. So all the types of contracts that you need to run a business with your customers and your vendors. And then on the other side, intellectual property, which is exactly what Phil does. So the branding for Subaru or for Radio X, all of those are trademarks, logos, domain names, internet law, and then trade secrets. So your business projections, your customer lists, all those things are intellectual property. They're core business assets. And what I do is protect the IP and protect your business interests with your trademarks and copyrights.
Wow. You came to the right area place then.
I think so.
As far as businesses.
Lots of IP here.
Absolutely. Seems like you really enjoy it too.
I do. Definitely. I get to work with lots of creative people. That might be folks on the software and technology side or people on R&D creating formulae for beverages or for different types of products. And then I really love working with small business owners and helping them when they're doing big negotiations that are important for growing their business and helping say, here's what seems fair and reasonable and here's where we should push back and make sure that we're getting your interests protected as well.
How are these businesses finding you, or how are you finding these businesses to do the work for?
So I will admit I'm a natural introvert.
I am.
So I have to kind of push outside of my comfort zone. I'm involved with the chamber. I am a teacher for SCORE, which is a longtime partner for the Small Business Administration.
We've had them on a show.
Yes, great. And they offer a wonderful service where small businesses can get mentors for free to help guide them through those early stages. I write the small business law section for our Gwinnett Citizen newspaper. I get out and speak with local organizations about how to protect their intellectual property and innovation and how to win in business with contracts. I've sort of made it a personal mission to help people understand you don't only call a lawyer when something's gone wrong. You want to call a lawyer on the front end, someone who's focused on being your business ally, who gets in the trenches and understands what you're trying to achieve with your business and can make sure that before something goes wrong, you're doing the right things.
Wait a minute. Who told you you were an introvert? Because all these things you're doing, I mean, I hate to see what you'd be like if you were an extrovert.
Well, you know, my natural inclination is to sort of sit next to the stream in my backyard and type up contracts, but it's important to get out and talk to people about what you do.
Sounds like she's a strategic introvert is what I'm thinking. So Benjamin Franklin wasn't an attorney, but he said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Absolutely.
When it comes to business law and contracts and all that. That's exactly what you're practicing. So let me ask this question, and this is very broad, and I'm going to rely on your skill to take it where you want to go. What are some of the main areas that business owners are overlooking that ounce of prevention? What are some of the things that, and you can focus on specific sectors, or you can, you know, the small to mid-sized business owner, what are they overlooking as far as their legal protection that you want to help them plug it now before they get into big trouble?
So I would say there are three things. And for a long time, I've had friends who say, hey, call Joe and just make sure you're not missing anything important. The first thing I say is please protect your personal assets. So the reality in our culture is that anybody can sue anybody for anything. You don't want your bank account, your mortgage, your car, your life savings to be at stake because you took the initiative to start a business. So you need to make sure you have an LLC or a corporate entity set up, have a separate bank account, separate credit cards. Don't commingle funds. You want to protect your personal as separate from your business.
Can I interject one thing?
Absolutely.
And when you're saying that, that's not just go on the internet and do something for $29.99, because when you're setting that up, they really need some guidance and help with that. Is that?
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan. I pride myself on being a pragmatic attorney. So there are some things you can do for free.
Okay.
If you are just getting started and you have a very lean budget, you might go to the Georgia Secretary of State's website and set up your LLC yourself. But if you're looking to attract investors, you want to have shareholders, you want to, I would always suggest first start out talking to your CPA. Don't pay more taxes than you need to pay. So make sure you're thoughtful about what's the right type of entity to protect yourself around downside risks to make sure that you can legally attract investors and so forth, and make sure that, again, you're protecting your personal assets. So it depends on what you're trying to achieve as to whether you can kind of go the do-it-yourself route or you need a little help with that.
All right, I interrupted on number one, so go ahead.
So that was number one. Number two is please, please, please do trademark clearance work. And I have people who call me and they have literally only registered a domain name and they're getting a cease and desist letter from a Fortune 50 company saying, stop what you're doing right now or else I'm coming at you. And then I've got multi-billion dollar clients who I've worked with who adopt a trademark, start building their business around that foundation and find out, oh my goodness, somebody else owns this. In that scenario, the best that I can do for you is help negotiate a phase out period. So you're not throwing out labels and finished product and wasting money and goodwill with your customers. The worst case scenario is you get sued in court and then you're paying damages. And you, especially as a small business, don't have the time or resources to throw behind focusing on resolving litigation. So this again goes back to that ounce of prevention. It's a lot more cost effective. Let's work together on the front end, make sure you're doing quality legal work. So, you know, folks will say, Joe, for $69, I can do this on LegalZoom. Yes, you can. And for some people, that's the right solution. But for other people, they're saying, I'm putting a lot of money into building this business. And I want to make sure I understand that when I start telling my customers I'm providing quality, this is not a brand that's going to get snatched away from me. So then we want to look at, okay, what's in the U.S. trademark office? What's happening with the 50 states? What are the domain names and corporate names out there? So my job is to be your advisor and bring the judgment of 17 years of practice and help you navigate around those risks before they happen. The third thing I would say is contracts. Make sure your contracts protect your business so that on the one hand, it's, are you doing things like setting up evergreen terms so that if everything's going great, nobody's ever going back and looking at the contract. You just keep going, keep making money in that relationship. But if you didn't have the leverage when you started that and you maybe agreed to some terms that you don't love, I want to build in natural stop points where you can say, look what value I've added for your business. Now let's come back in and renegotiate some terms that are more equitable.
You know, I'm
just pausing to see if there's a fourth.
No, there's only three.
Oh, okay. I just wish we could get people who are knowledgeable and, you know, experts.
Maybe
and,
show a little passion once in a while.
You know, it just, it's so hard on this show.
I wish you would get excited, Joanne, about what you do. Golly gee. No, we're talking with Joanne Holmes here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And I love the passion. I love the expertise. You mentioned intellectual properties earlier. And I bet you there's a lot of businesses out there that don't even realize exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. They may have it. And it's very important. They got to protect it, but they don't think, oh, that's just that. That's an intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Explain what that is and how it needs to be protected.
Sure. So intellectual property, or for short, I'll call it IP, is an umbrella term. And sometimes people feel like it feels a little intimidating. My job is to take it down a notch. So, for example, when I teach IP, I say to someone, think about that thing that you drove your parents crazy begging them for your birthday or for Christmas when you were little. And people might say that was Legos or I wanted a Transformer. And then they'll start singing the Transformer song. And they're like, and I say to them,
you just described Steven to a T when he was a kid.
My middle son actually sings the Transformer song. Yeah. It was a big wheel for me. I don't know what it was for you, Mike, but
everybody's got something like that, some connection to a brand. For me, I loved, you guys remember Michael Jordan and Like Mike? If I could be like Mike. Exactly.
Hit it, Mike. Don't you have that on? Sorry. Okay.
If I had a little preparation, I would have had it.
Yeah.
Well, I have zero basketball talent, but I still wanted to be like Mike. And all of that was intellectual property. That was branding. That was celebrity endorsement. And that legacy has lasted for decades now because that intellectual property piece set a hold in our minds and we wanted to be a part of what they were building. So every business has IP. If you are a small business, whatever you call your products or services are your trademarks. You have logos, you have slogans. So if we use Apple for an example, you've got iPhone is a trademark. You've got the image of the apple with a bite taken out. That's a logo, also a trademark. And then you've got Think Different, which is your slogan, also a trademark. Small businesses have trade secrets. And so what those are the formula, your sort of secret sauce for what you make. They are your customer lists. They are your projections for how you're going to grow your business. All of those are things that you need to protect, including with your employees when they're walking in and out the door. And then you've got things like what Phil creates. All of that is creative content. It might be software. It might be technology. It might be your commercials. It might be the look and feel or the trade dress of how your store looks when someone walks in, that's creating that sentiment of quality. All of those things are intellectual property. And having been on the back end and looking at acquisition targets, I know that if you're looking at trying to attract investors or you want to be able to sell at a premium for your revenue, your IP has got to be locked up. And you want to do that earlier rather than later.
Wow. I'm really impressed just listening to Joanne talk. I mean, this is great stuff.
You're also planning to meet with her to lock up all this intellectual property.
I'll tell you, this is someone that I would want to work with.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You think of an attorney and you know how attorneys can be. Mm-hmm. When someone's looking for an attorney, mm-hmm. What kind of questions should they be asking?
You know, I've had the good fortune that I have served on management teams for multinational companies with products in 70 countries in Europe and Africa and Asia and Australia. So I've hired a lot of lawyers in addition to being an attorney myself. And what I really want is someone who understands my business, who gets in the trenches with me. So don't cite case law to me. That doesn't fix my problem. So when I am working with my clients, my goal, and I'll tell people, you know, I am a person who wants to understand what your strategic goals are. So if you want a lawyer who's just going to draft your contract or clear your trademark and move on, I'm probably not the right person. I've gone on ride-alongs with my clients. One example, I have a client who provides security and surveillance services. And so I said, okay, I'll draft your contract. I know how to do that. Tell me what you're trying to achieve. How do you want to grow your business? And he told me, well, I buy these cameras and I resell them. And I said, well, what if you didn't resell them? What if you lease them? And then you have maybe a tier one, a premium client for whom you become their strategic partner. And every couple years, you're coming in and saying to them, this is the latest in technology and innovation. And so I'm going to have this in your space for you. And I'll come back in 2 years and tell you what we've invented in the industry since then. Then you take back that piece of equipment and you use it to lease to maybe a mid-tier client. So that is a recurring source of revenue for you. And you're building that strategic relationship with your clients, not just as a vendor, but as a partner.
Wow. I mean, she goes from being a lawyer to consultant.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's like business plan help right there.
But I think I am a small business owner.
Right.
And I have worked with small business clients, nonprofits, multi-billion dollar companies. I think the reason you hire a lawyer instead of going with LegalZoom is that you have someone who's going to be your strategic partner. And that's why the slogan for my firm is your business ally. I should understand your business and help you achieve those goals in addition to providing great legal services.
Great stuff, Joanne. Very impressive. For those that might want to seek your services, how mm-hmm. can they find out more about Joanne Holmes?
I think the best thing to do is go to the website, which is holmesatlaw.com. So that's HOLMESATLAW.com. If you want to do a Google search, that's all one word, Holmes at Law. You'll see my information on how to follow me on social media there. I do initial consultations over the phone for 30 minutes, absolutely free. And I think that it's just a good idea to get to know somebody before you entrust them with your legal work and your business.
Well, I think a lot of people feel like they've gotten to know you just through this interview. Real quick, is there a geographical area that you kind of try to work among, or can you pretty much serve people anywhere?
So what I do in terms of trademark law is mostly on a national level, but I've managed IP in 130 countries around the world. So if you need help in Turkey or Kazakhstan or South America, I can help you with all of that. And from a contractual perspective, certainly I'm licensed in the state of Georgia, but commercial contracts can be all over the country. So I've done deals with Disney and DreamWorks and Microsoft and Walmart. So that really is not geographic specific.
It's a little ironic she mentioned some other countries, because as we found out the other day, we've got our demographic report of who's listening to Business Radio X, mm-hmm. and we actually have a lot of listeners overseas.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
great.
So who knows who may be calling you?
Yes, the world's getting smaller. Thank you so much for having me.
Joanne Holmes, Holmes at Law, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And practicing 17 years, I'm so glad that you started at age 12, and look at where you are today.
I will take that compliment. Well, thank you.
She's going to give you a hug with that big brown sweater as well.
Wow, some work today.
You got two hugs out of the show already. Our third guest, if he hugs you, then I'm a little concerned, but we'll see what happens.
Wow. And how can I top that? Except to say, Mike, that did you know that Ferratech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers? Whether you need service or repair on your hardware or you are looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Ferratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting for your call, Mike, and anyone else's call at 770-582-1188.
You're trying to match the passion that Joanne had.
I can't
in that
do that.
Read there.
I can't do that.
All right. Our next and our third and final guest here on the show is Rick Honorato. Rick is the owner of North Point Executive Suites. They have a couple locations here in the Atlanta area. Rick, first of all, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Tell us all about North Point Executive Suites.
Well, first thing, I want to get a meeting with Joe.
Yes. I don't blame you.
The second thing is I want to buy a big brown sweater because it seems to be working around here.
Yes, it's very popular.
Anyway, North Point Executive Suites, we rent office space, and our space is furnished space. We supply all the services, the internet, the telephone server, the telephone answering. We provide meeting rooms and training rooms and all the services that small businesses need so they could just come in, plug in and start working and not worry about all the other details of their business. We take care of that for them and they could just worry about what they do.
We found out from Joanne what makes her different from other attorneys. We found out from Phil what makes his company different from other production video marketing companies. There's a lot of office suite space out there. What makes North Point Executive Suites different from your competitors?
Okay, well, that's a great question. We're independently owned. We've got two locations. It's family run. And we do it a little bit different than most people is we rent you the office and we give you everything else for free. So we give you the internet for free. We give you the furniture for free, the telephones. And it's just, it's easy for people. They understand it. They pay one price and we're not looking to, you know, gouge people, nickel and dime them. We don't charge them for the coffee and all the other stuff. So it seems to work for us.
And what people may not understand that have never maybe stepped foot in an executive suite, and they, if they haven't, that they really needed to check out your place and come see you. We'll talk about the locations in a second, is when you walk in, you have a reception area with a concierge person there so it makes it look like it's your company and you have people working at the front desk for you, but then you're just renting out specific suites, specific offices. So you may have attorneys next to CPAs, next to real estate developers.
That's correct. And our name is not anywhere on there. So when somebody walks in, nobody's name is on there. So when somebody walks in the door, it looks like the whole place belongs to you.
And then you have the person up front answers the phone because they have their own phone number and they answer it with the name of that business.
Right. And whatever script they give us.
Talk about location, because obviously it's always location, location, location. You've got two wonderful locations in the Atlanta area.
Sure. The first one is in Alpharetta on North Point Parkway. We've been there for 8 years. So started in 2008. We opened up our second location 3 years ago in Gwinnett on Pleasant Hill in 85.
Now, you're the owner. Talk about why you decided to get involved in this category, into this market.
Sure. Well, I was a home builder for about 18 years in the state of Ohio and moved here to do some commercial real estate and saw this industry and I was intrigued by it. So we took a chance and started it. Obviously, the worst time to start a business was in 2008, but it's been a good business. We enjoy it. We really, our slogan, if you will, is position for success. And the reason that we use that is because we really try to help people succeed in their business. And so we do whatever we can to help them when they come in to make their businesses prosper and to help them succeed. And so one thing I really like about it is that I get to meet a lot of people, a lot of different people, a lot of different businesses. And it's really fun. A lot of people are starting up businesses that I've never heard before. You know, you find businesses that you never knew existed. So it's been a lot of fun.
Rick, I want to go back to one of the answers you gave when Mike was asking what sets you guys apart. And you said all the other bells and whistles you guys include for free. Do you find that a lot of business owners who've been working with maybe some of the big giant names kind of feel handcuffed? And that's why you know, with the a la carte and add-on and nickel and dimed and gouge, is that why you guys did that?
Actually, it isn't why we did that. You know, the market obviously in 2008 was sliding pretty fast and it didn't make sense to start nickel and dime. What happened was the charges for everything were equaling or more than the price of the office.
Right.
So I said, well, this doesn't even make sense. Let's just charge them for the office. And so we adopted that and we kind of morphed into what we're doing now.
And businesses who use executive suites, I would imagine a large percentage of them want most, if not all, of the services that a typical executive suites
correct
place would offer. So you guys, look, it's almost, if I can make this analogy, it's almost like CarMax, where it's like, look, we're not gonna have, here it is. Yep. Here's mm-hmm. The price is the price. There's no surprises.
Right.
Which business, and that helps business owners. I don't have to worry about what did I do? Did I use enough hours in this? Did I get enough? Have I drank too much coffee? Just, you're done. Here's the price. Go do your business.
Well, and that makes it easier for them in the beginning because they know what they're going to pay. Then going forward, you know, there's not a lot of surprises.
Right.
And people are used to surprises, and that, you know, it's not even the money. It's just that they're not happy with, gee, I thought my bill was going to be this, and why does it keep being more? And so that's worked for us.
Now, you said you've enjoyed meeting all the different unique people. I'm sure confidentiality, you might not be able to go into too much detail, but maybe give us a little insight into some of the more unique businesses that you've come across and gone, wow, this is really cool. People who, you know, businesses, I didn't think they'd need an executive suites.
Yeah, that's really funny, the kind of clientele that we have. Obviously, we have the lawyers and the accountants and the IT people and, you know, the normal office people, but we have massage therapists in our suite. We have laser hair removal. We have somebody that sells designer handbags. People that braid hair. It provides space for people we didn't really expect to get.
And Mike, I think they're going to have another unique, weird kind of company yep. coming in. Is that?
Rick, do you have someone new in the Alpharetta location?
We do. We're going to host Business Radio X Alpharetta.
There you go.
Looking forward to that.
Wait. The master of the sound effects.
No, I thought maybe I'd have something set up for that, but I don't.
Way to go, Mike.
I missed it again.
Good job. Yeah.
We are excited. We actually, this month, we are in the new Alpharetta North Point Executive Suites location. So we're excited about our partnership with North Point Executive Suites. I wish I had that. Thank you very much. Let's not gloss over some of the other amenities, though. We talked about when you walk in the nice lobby, concierge area, but you got the kitchen area. You've got a, you know, place with the copier and all the office stuff that you need. Meeting space, conference rooms. You could do teleconference. I mean, talk about some of the other stuff because I don't want to gloss over that. That's great.
Well, the other thing we need to talk about is the virtual office. Okay, and that's people that don't have physical office space, but they want to look like they do. So we'll host their address. And we'll use it as their business address. We'll get their mail. If they have clients, they'll come there and meet their clients.
They might come in once a week.
They might come in once a month. They might come in every day. Okay. But they don't have physical space there. And we've got actually more virtual clients than we do physical clients, obviously, because there's only so many offices that we have to rent.
And I'm assuming that's a different price, but again, it's kind of one, and here's what it all includes. Use as much of this as you want.
Well, actually, there's like three tiers.
Okay,
and you could have just the business address. You could have telephone answering as well, and then you could also include, you know, just private office use.
All right, as you mentioned earlier, you mentioned the locations. Two great, convenient locations. The Duluth one is right off 85, so very easy to get to. The one by North Point Mall, North Point Executive Suites, is right off 400. So again, very easy to get to. For folks that would like to find out more, get some information, maybe schedule a tour of one of your facilities, where can they go to get this information?
Sure. Our website is northpointexecutivesuites.com, and you could see both locations. There's a lot of pictures on there, videos. And everything that we do.
Great. Rick Honorato, North Point Executive Suites. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure, Mike. Thank you very much.
Steven, do we have any more business? We're all done with everything, aren't we? All our commitments.
Yes.
Yes. How come you don't keep the award on top? I know it was the
you
shine.
You told me not to have a big head. But good heavens.
I know the shine was bothering Phil a little bit, but.
Wonderful. I cried. You know, he cried when he showed a commercial. I cried when I got the award last night.
Well deserved, though, so.
It's because it hit my head accidentally, but you know.
I got you. All right. Well, that's another award-winning show here from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of our episodes on iTunes. A reminder to follow us on Twitter, Like us on Facebook. We're at Gwinnett Radio X. And we're also, of course, have our new YouTube channel. It's Business Radio X Gwinnett. In fact, subscribe. We need more subscribers for our YouTube channel. Stephen, any parting words?
Yeah, I can't wait to go over to the new studio over at North Point Executive Suites and the fact they've got coffee included and caviar and cheeseburgers and all the fries I can eat and brown sweaters for everyone.
There you go. And we can get a massage and get our handbags while we're over there
and
as well.
And my laser hair removal so I don't have bedhead in the morning.
Absolutely.
What a great show.
A big thank you to our guest, Joanne Holmes with Holmes at Law, Phil Stevens with Bedhead Media, Rick Honorato with North Point Executive Suites. For Trey and Z and Daniel and the rest of the staff here at Business Radio X, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
We need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.